Let us open our Bible. We read one verse from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. I repeat again the last sentence. That he rewards those who seek him. Amen, brothers and sisters. This verse is a blessing for me for January. So in January, I read a lot of verse, then I get blessing from this verse that God rewards those who seek him. When I think more deeply, we can find a lot of same verse like Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So it's good for us to know other verse that talk about the same topic. Let's try to see Matthew chapter 6, 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. The Bible tells us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all this shall be yours as well. Another verse that I love a lot, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. The last sentence, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of seek God? So, if we come back to the book of Hebrew, the book of Hebrew was influenced by the Old Testament. So, if we try to understand the word of seek, then we go back to the Old Testament, and we can see and a little bit understand about the work of seek. So, many prophets use the word of seek in the book of Old Testament. That means that the people of God at that time need to repent. Seek means repent to God. One more time, seek means repent to God. Why they should to repent to God? Because at that time, suppose they come to God and worship God, but in reality, they didn't do it. They worship other God. They find other pleasure. They find and follow other religion. That's why the prophet of God said, repent and seek God. If you seek God, then you will get prosperity. For example, free from enemy. When you plant, you get good harvest. And then blessing dwell amongst you. That's why the writer of Hebrews said, God rewards who seek him. But in the context of New Testament, the word of seek, it doesn't mean just repent. But the word of seek means you need to have desire to seek God. You need to have desire. For example, when you come to the church, you it doesn't mean you come just for do your religion duty. But more of them, you need to have desire. If you have desire, then when you seek God, God is the first in your life. And this a problem for modern people when we put God as the priority in our life. Because many people have many activity in their daily life. For example, we have to divide our time for family, for our career, for our job, and sometimes we forget to seek God. We just say, sorry, oh, God, sorry, I cannot make it. And another week, we will say, God, sorry, I can do like this. God, sorry. Of course, family, career, study is important. But most of them, we need to know. The Bible tells us we need to put God first in our life. Then if we put God first, then other thing can be adjust. I mean, can it adjust? People is easy to adjust if they want to do it. But the problem, if they don't want to do it, then everything say no. If they're willing to do it, then everything they can adjust. A simple example. If PSM said, starting next week, we don't have 10:30 worship. We don't have 2 p.m. worship. Next week, we will start at 6 a.m. worship. What do you think with this sentence? You might say, cannot be Sam. You know, we cannot wake up early. We cannot get up early. Oh, yeah. But after another week, I come to you, brothers and sisters. This is business class ticket. You can go to, don't go to New York, too cold today. You can go to LA, business class ticket, but the flight is 5 a.m. morning. Will you tell me, oh, Pastor Slamet, it's too early, I cannot wake up? I don't think you say like that. You might be say, do you have another ticket for next time? So simple, brothers and sisters. If we have desire, then easy for us to put God as the first priority in our life. Now, so my point this morning is how we as a children of God has this kind of desire. One more time, has this kind of desire. The Bible said, we come back to Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith. I can say that without faith, we don't have power to seek God. Without faith, we cannot fulfill what God wants us to do. So the most important is, when you want to seek God, when you want to put God as a priority, this not talk about what you want to do. The first, you need to have faith. Because when you follow God, when you seek God, sometime you haven't get rewards. You haven't get rewards. Of course, in human side, when the boss said, I will pay your salary every I mean, the first day of every month, when boss forget or boss delay to pay you, and then he pay you at 10 every month like that. So from the first day to the 10 days, you walk very slowly. Why you walk very slowly? Because you haven't get paid. You haven't get paid. That's why you walk so slowly. Same, when I seek God, when I follow Him, sometime God not directly give the reward. It look like you walk in the desert. Where we want to go? Everything the same. No improvement, no reward, no blessing. Everything look the same. In this kind of situation, brothers and sisters, only faith can help us to constantly follow and seek God. So, it's our work to increase, to keep our faith. This morning, I give you three parts of the Bible that can maintain your faith. Number one, let's open Romans chapter 5. Verse 10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life? I hold Hong Kong ID, but not permanent ID. My daughter study at Hong Kong government school and no school fee. I can say I haven't get permanent resident, my daughter study at Hong Kong without pay anything. How much more when I get Hong Kong permanent ID? Maybe I have chance to get another 6,000. Remember another 6,000? Yeah. I hope next time when CY Leung give this policy, not 6,000, maybe 60,000 like that. How much more? That means something higher. Something higher. And the Bible told us, when we are enemy, God sent Jesus, His precious Son, died for us. How much more? So this verse really hit my heart, that want to tell us, want to tell me that God really loves you. Even you get no paid when you seek God, it doesn't mean God forget you. God loves you so much. God loves you so. Maybe in one side, you need to let you know that God put your wake as a saving for your future. Or God put your wakes and then He will use it for your next generation. My wife told me when we got nothing in ministry, God said, don't worry, don't worry. God put it for Samuel and Cardia. He doesn't want you to use it all like that. Okay lah, if put it for next generation. And we need to have this kind of faith, brothers and sisters. So we keep constantly to seek God. The second point is from John chapter 1, verse 12. If you join GIC, you will know this verse. John chapter 1, verse 12. How I keep my faith
But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. I always talk to myself, I'm children of God. My father is God. My father is God. My father is always looking for me. Even sometimes, I'm not looking to him. But he always looking for me. Yeah? You remember one verse from Matthew chapter 7? Yeah? Is there any father in the world when the children ask for the bread and then the father give the snake? No. How much more? Your heavenly father. Your heavenly father willing always to give the best to you. Sometimes we don't know this. Sometimes we forget. When we forget, so we make our faith smaller and weaker. But today I want to let you know, always remember that we are son, daughter of God. Number three, how I keep my faith, I do observation. Yeah? Every day, we do observation. Mobile? Want to search something? Google. Where I can buy good dress? Google. Where I can find good food? Oh yeah. I help you to find good food for Korean people. They are Ta Korea. Korean Takur. Yeah? If you know that our member opened Ta Korea, I will open Do Korea, Indonesian Korea, or like this. Yeah. So we always search, but today I want to tell you that you need to search something that can grow your faith, not only just find book, find food, find dress like that. Something that make your faith stronger. Observation. Now, let's open Psalm chapter 37. Verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yes, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his children begging bread. Do you get something from this verse, brothers and sisters? I have been young, now I'm old. And then, I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. This verse is the experience of the writer. The writer can say like this because he observes the end of the righteous. The end of the righteous, not good, not only good for himself, but also good for their children, their grandchildren, and go down. This kind of observation keep my faith in the position. I also want you to observe something that make your faith stronger and stronger. Don't look unbelief people. When you look unbelief people, you will say, how can never go to the church, never do something good, but so rich, have a luxury car, everything like that. Oh, don't see like this. But you must see someone who walk with God even in the midst of difficulties. Actually, we are first-class people in the world. How can I say like this? Every day we took MTR, we use train, and this train is more expensive than a car. They wait for us. In few minutes, we can go together. Amen, brothers and sisters? This kind of observation really make your faith stronger and stronger. Now, so I give you three. From these three first, we come to conclusion that to follow God is a good way for us. Follow and seek God. At the end, we never lose. But the problem is, in practice, how we can do like this? I learned from Jesus. We open the last part of the Bible. Mark chapter 2. Verse 35. Sorry, Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And in the morning, a great while before day, he rose and went out to a lonely place, and he prayed. In the morning, the Bible tell us in the morning. The Bible didn't write in the fasting morning, but in the morning. Today we finish fasting. It doesn't mean we finish morning prayer. Yeah? Fasting day, around 60 members come, maybe 80. But after fasting, today is better, almost 20. After we wait for another month, then we see staff more than church members. The Bible said, in the morning, a great while before day. I know it's difficult to wake up morning. So sometimes people say, are you morning guy or night guy? I can say I'm morning and night guy. Both okay. Yeah, I'm night guy. That's why I cannot wake up morning. But if I give you first class ticket morning time, you still get up and go to take the plane. A people who have desire to seek God, they need to follow Jesus. In the morning, a great while before day, he rose and went out to a lonely place. And then the second point is, and Simon and those who were with him pursue him, and they found him and said to him, everyone is searching for you. Everyone is searching for you. And he said to them, let us go on to the next town, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. When many people come to see Jesus, Jesus say, let us go to another town. I came to preach the gospel. The person who seek God know and constant focus on his calling. Focus on his calling. I, by myself, has a temptation. My temptation is sometimes I want to go back to Indonesia and become a Chinese pastor again. So I don't need to do anything. This kind of temptation. But God, talk to me. Selamat, what is your calling? Don't see this. Just focus. Learn from Jesus. Sometimes we get this kind of temptation. When we sign up to do ministry, and then the boss say, I give you more salary, but you need to work on Sunday. If you easy to say, yes, boss, I find Saturday worship. Or I change my house church. Or I do like this. You never seek God. If you seek God, that means you need to focus. Learn from Jesus. And at the end, the person who seek Jesus always get a blessing. I tell you a small story. 2004, when I was in Singapore for study, my family come to visit me around like this Chinese New Year. That day is Sunday. We were at Kuala Lumpur. Suppose we won't go to KLCC, a twin tall building, but we say, no. What should we do? Today is Sunday. Let's go to find a church. We don't know where is a church in KL. We just walk and search. At that time, we don't have Google. So Google is around here. Do you know where is church? Do you know where is church? Do you know where is church? And then we found it. Baptist KL Church. And we worship at that church. You know, as a foreigner come to a new place, my two kids get a blessing. Auntie can come and see. So cute. One red pocket, two red pocket, three red pocket. Then I said to myself, this is instantly reward for person who seek God. I believe sometimes we don't get instantly reward, but it doesn't mean you don't get reward. God saved the reward for you for your future. That's why if you seek God, God knows how to reward you. Don't worry. Just focus, seek God, because God knows how to reward you. Before we close this message, let's read together Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. I read for you. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. That he rewards us who seek him. Amen, brothers and sisters? Let's pray. While we are in quiet time, let's bring our spirit to see God this morning.
lets our spirit has fellowship with God. We are in close position with God. It's good if we use this opportunity to bring our intercession to Him. We bring our brothers and sisters who are in sick. Number one, there are some people, they have cancer, they need to do chemotherapy, and they just finished surgery, We pray for them so that God can spare His power and love to them. Let's pray together. God, that in the midst of difficulties they can find God, they can see that God also has salvation for them. Let's pray together. Possible to God. If God say heal, then every sickness will leave from the body. Yeah. Let us ask God to do something to them. Sister are looking for job. Let's pray for them so that God can send a beautiful job for them. It doesn't mean just good salary, but also